Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have on the phone with us today two of our favorite personal trainers from Anytime Fitness. We have Courtney Cadwell and also Matt Kaiser, and they are here to chat with us in the month of May. How goes it, friends?
Good. How have you been, Mom?
Well, I've been great. Matt, you are new to our listeners. I know that you've been on KDWA before, but for people that don't know your voice, can you tell us about yourself?
So I've been a team fitness trainer here at Anytime Fitness since the beginning of the year, and I'm currently enjoying this, and I'm currently going to school at the time as well.
And what are you studying?
I'm going to be a high school teacher.
Oh, my gosh. In what area?
Math.
Oh my goodness, we're going to give you one of those. Thank you. That is a calling, I think, to be a teacher these days. That's fabulous. And Courtney, how goes it with you? Is little baby sleeping through the night yet?
Yep, she's been sleeping through the night since I started back full time in March, so that's been kind of nice.
Boy, that is nice. Are you sleeping through the night?
Yeah, I mean, we have our occasional get up at 3 or 4 a.m., but for the most part, she lets me sleep till at least 4:30 or 5.
Oh, well, happy belated Mother's Day to you, dearie. So we're talking in the month of May, and I know that you two wanted to raise awareness on a couple of different topics as it relates to exercise.
Yeah, so May is Arthritis Awareness and Mental Health Awareness Month, so we figured we'd kind of touch on a little bit of each of those. We figured we'd maybe start talking a little bit about how exercise can help mental health, and then we can kind of chat a little bit more about some arthritis stuff as well.
I love it. I will just go on record as saying I think that exercise is a wonderful way to, you know, take away the stress and to help clear your head. And I think it doesn't matter what you do, does it?
No, I mean, just getting out there and doing anything. I know I saw you walking this morning, and just getting outside, I know it's been super nice this last week or so, being able to get back outside. I know that's helped a lot of people with their mental health, because I know I was starting to lose my mind a little bit.
And why is that, Courtney? Is it tied really into is our mood tied into the weather, or if we don't move, or the sun, or what do you think?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, just kind of the lack of sun that we weren't getting, but also just that antsiness, that impatient part of our selves. We want to be outside, right? It's May. We want to get back outside and enjoy those outdoor activities. And the longer that takes, the harder it is to just, like, be happy about it, to enjoy being inside when you've been inside so much. You just want to get outside and want the weather to be cooperating.
From a mental health standpoint, when we exercise, though, there really is something physically that happens to our body, isn't there?
Yeah. So anytime you exercise, your body is going to release some feel-good endorphins in your brain. Those are just little chemicals that make you feel good, and they can actually take your mind off different worries. So like Courtney was saying, people, you know, getting a little antsy, waiting for this nice weather that we're now having, but being able to be outside, you know, it may not cause like deep depression or anxiety, but, you know, people are always waiting for that. And being able to exercise, just some type of simple exercise, can be just as simple as going for a walk or riding a bike, can release those endorphins in your mind and just allow you to overall feel a little bit better.
And how long will that feeling last, do you think?
It can last, depending on how long your physical activity is for, I would say it will last, throughout the activity as well as a little bit afterwards. And especially with it being nicer outside, being able to just do any type of exercise outside is always going to make those endorphins last a little bit longer, make that feeling of happiness last longer.
Well, I know that you are working on some exercise outside. How's your May outside exercise stuff going?
Good. We actually had our first Tuesday outdoor workout this last Saturday, and we've got two more. So we've got one this coming Saturday and then next Saturday, wrapping up before Memorial Day. But the outdoor workouts, that was just kind of like the sign, oh, good, it's finally here, right? We can finally get back outside. We're with a group of people. It was such a nice day on Saturday. It was nice and sunny, and then there was that nice crisp breeze that just felt so good. People were able to get a good workout in. When you get outside a little bit more, and like Matt said, get exercising, it helps you with concentration as well, right? As overall self-esteem. So both of those things kind of improve. So you can go on to kind of have a better productive day, as well as usually we sleep a little bit better at night too when we're, you know, exercising and getting outside a little bit more.
And I know that you wanted to invite the public because these are free and open to the public. Is that correct?
Yeah, yep. So anybody's welcome to come. We're down at JC Park at 9 a.m. this Saturday and next Saturday, kind of right across the street from Lake Rebecca, if you know where that is, right along the river. So it's a nice big open spot. There's a couple picnic tables we utilize. And then we bring some resistance bands and some yoga mats down there as well, and just kind of put you through a good body weight workout. So it's a lot of fun. Good to see other people too.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet it's really fun to see, you know, to see some new faces. So when you are working with people and do they come out and say that they could use some exercise for their mental health, or is that just a byproduct?
I would say that, you know, there's a lot of people that do come in, you know, they may kind of say it in a joking manner, like they need to exercise for their sanity.
Yes.
You know, I would say there's a lot of people that is, you know, just a break from work for people that come either before work to the gym or after work. It's just kind of a de-stressor, you know, if it's after work, at the end of the day, after a tough day of work, especially with how much everyone has to go through, always varying how much stress someone has at their job. Just being able to relieve all that stress in the form of physical exercise is a way to just really just decompress everything and kind of get into that feel-good mood again.
Well, the good news about Anytime Fitness is you are open anytime. You as trainers are there, though, certain times of the day. Is that correct?
Yes. We have early morning group sessions that Matt's been doing at 5:30 in the morning, as well as some midday sessions and then some evening sessions as well. So we're here throughout the day, usually Monday through Thursday, kind of varying hours, and then a little bit on Friday mornings and Saturday mornings as well. But yeah, I mean, that's our job, is to kind of find a good time for people to get in and get their workouts in and help you so you've got, you know, some guidance along the way.
And what are the pros and cons of working out at different times during the day?
I mean, honestly, just kind of depends on what your day looks like. I know when I meet with people and we chat about when they're going to be working out, sometimes they start in saying they're going to work out in the evening, and then they start rattling off all of their children's activities. And then we kind of go, okay, maybe we have to pick a different time, because how are you going to get here if you have mm-hmm. to be at soccer practice and baseball practice and all of these different games? Where's afternoon? It's gone by 10 o'clock. So sometimes people just have to get it in the morning. Some people have the luxury of, you know, being able to work from home and coming on their lunch breaks. So that's really nice. Just finding, you know, whatever is going to work best for you to stick with it is really all that matters.
And is there something that's going to burn more calories or be better for us of time of day?
I mean, it's all going to still be a workout. It just kind of depends on, you know, how maybe some people like working out in the evenings because they know their workouts in the morning are going to be less productive, because they know they're just going to kind of lollygag through it. So they're probably not going to burn as many calories in the morning, but sometimes you still just have to get it in to, you know, make sure we're getting something done, because that's, like we said, going to help you with your mental health no matter what you're doing, as long as you're getting something in throughout the day.
And what are some stories that you've heard about people talking about mental health?
Oh, you're making me think, Mo. I know, well, just last week we had one of our group members, she was in kind of in the middle of the day, later morning, and it was not a usual time for her. She usually comes in the evening, but she was just having one of those days with work where it was really stressful. She works from home, and it was just a stressful day, and things weren't going right, and she just needed to, you know, clear her mind. So she just came here, and she just did a bunch of different cardio exercises just to kind of blow off some steam, and then went home and finished up her day.
So like that. A win-win for everybody.
Yeah, use that negative energy and spin it into something positive.
Absolutely. So how can exercise help us if we do have arthritis?
Yeah, so, you know, if you have arthritis, obviously you're going to be experiencing a little bit more pain and stiffness than most people, right? So just some of the things that can kind of help is trying to, you know, strengthen the muscles around the joint, kind of maintaining that bone strength. Those types of things will hopefully kind of help improve some of the pain that you're going through, so it's not quite as awful, right? Because obviously arthritis is not something that we like to feel, but also not something that's usually going to go away. So trying to figure out best practices to kind of deal with it a little bit. So we obviously kind of, we've got some clients that have more arthritis than others, or their pain is just more than others. So just trying to, you know, work with them. Obviously, we still want to focus on our strength training with them and range of motion exercises to kind of help them protect the joints still, but we know that it might hurt a little bit more than other clients that don't have arthritis. So we might have to go a little bit lighter with the weights because we don't want to overdo it either, right?
So is arthritis, the way to combat it is by using weight training versus any sort of aerobic?
Aerobic training is still really good for arthritis as well. Both of them are very helpful with, you know, kind of dealing with arthritis. Sometimes things like swimming can be really helpful too, which is a little bit more cardio, but can also be a little bit more resistance as well, depending on what you're doing swimming-wise. But those types of activities or other activities like biking or walking, right, like a little bit lesser impact, those can, at least we're still getting some activity in, right, but it's not quite as much impact as like running would be, right?
I spoke with somebody today from Courage Kinney that's a physical therapist, and he was telling me the importance of just keeping strong, keeping fit, and that helps guard against injury, and then that helps keep his workload down because you're not coming for physical therapy unless you've had some sort of surgery or something. So it really does all work together, doesn't it? To stay fit, we need to continue to work to be fit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and obviously too, like talking with your doctor and seeing what's best for you, because everybody's got a different type of arthritis or different pain tolerances or different things that they're already doing with the doctor or the physical therapist. So always checking with them to figure out, you know, what type of program is going to be best for you. But for most people, keeping up with the aerobic and the strength training definitely going to help it not, you know, hopefully get like any worse, or being able to kind of strengthen up as much as you can around some of those joints.
And I know you like to help people that are healing from things and maybe coming from a physical therapy. You like to then continue the progress. So tell us about that. Tell us about some of the programs that you've put together for some of your clients.
Yeah. So we have usually a handful of people every so often, probably every few months, that are coming in from some sort of physical therapy, depending on, you know, what it is. If it's upper body stuff or lower body stuff, but just kind of seeing what they were doing with the physical therapist first to kind of see where they're at, and then what types of things the physical therapist has said as far as things they should maybe incorporate a little bit more often, some things they maybe shouldn't be doing as often, stuff like that. So we keep in the good graces of them, right, because they're the ones that kind of helped you out. They've got a little more knowledge than we do on some of that stuff, so we want to make sure we're kind of following what program you were doing and making it just, you know, a little bit different now. And then we just kind of come up with whatever plan of attack is going to be best for them. Sometimes they end up doing some of our group workouts, and then people like me and Matt have to kind of adapt what they're able to do in those workouts. And then sometimes they're working more one-on-one with the coach. So we've got a few clients that have been doing PT for things like arthritis and other things that we kind of adapt our one-on-one schedules to kind of figure out what types of things we should be focusing on a little bit more.
And again, you can help us at Anytime Fitness. How do we get a hold of you, please?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 651-438-8818, or you can stop on by the gym Monday through Thursday. We have staffed hours 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and we'd be happy to show you around and just kind of see if we're the right fit for you and chat with you and figure out what we can do to help you get to your goals.
And the thing I like about Anytime Fitness is that you really know that it's a combination of different things that keep people moving forward. And like you said, now that the weather's getting nicer, it's great to walk outside, but also you are able to help us with our strength training in-house. Tell us one last time, please, about your party in the park, exercise in the park.
We should call that what it is instead. That sounds more fun. Maybe people like Mo would come if we called it a party in the park. Our party in the park is this Saturday, the 14th at 9 a.m., and then next Saturday, I think that's the 21st, at 9 a.m. as well. So those are our last two workouts in the park. They're free to the community, so anybody can come, bring a couple friends. We'll get you all signed in, and then we'll show you some new exercise moves that you can add into your routine. Nothing super crazy, mostly body weight stuff and some resistance bands. We have a fun timer that goes with it and some music, and then we have a good time. So come on out, Mo.
Love it. So great to chat with both of you. Thank you so much. Courtney Cadwell and Matt Kaiser, they are trainers at Anytime Fitness, located in the Westview Center, and do visit them on their Facebook page or online to learn more about what all they do there. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. Go!